Today's podcast is brought to you by Howie's new book, Paperboy. To order today, go to howiecarshow.com and click on store. Yesterday, the Supreme Court heard oral arguments for Fisher versus the United States, where Joseph W. Fisher was charged under the act passed following the Enron corporate accounting scandal in 2001. Only Fisher is not a corporate accountant. He's being charged for his presence at Trump's rally on January 6th, 2021. District Judge Nichols of Washington, D.C., said the Sarbanes-Oxley Act was applied much too broadly. Nichols argued the statute is exclusively directed to financial crimes related to documents, records, and the like. The D.C. Circuit Court reversed it. Another judge dissented, and now the Supreme Court must weigh in.
The pulling of the fire alarm, the vote has to be rescheduled. Or the protest outside of a courthouse makes it inaccessible for a period of time. Are those all federal felonies subject to 20 years in prison?
So with some of them, it would be necessary to show nexus. So with respect to the protest outside the courthouse, we'd have to show that they were aiming at the proceeding.
Yeah, they were trying to stop the proceeding.
Yes, and then we'd also have to be able to prove that they acted corruptly. I guess what I would say is that to the extent that your hypotheticals are pressing on the idea of a peaceful protest, even one that's quite disruptive, it's not clear to me that the government would be able to show that each of those protesters had corrupt intent. Obstructs
and impedes an official proceeding for an indefinite period would not be covered?
Not necessarily. We would just have to have the evidence of intent. And that's a
They intend to do it, all right.
Though we likely won't know the decision before June, it will have major implications, both for the over 300 charged with crimes related to the SOX Act, as well as for President Donald Trump. You know, that guy running for president.
Watch the show live at rumble.com/thehowiecarshow.